As of mid-morning, Alberto had top sustained winds of 40 miles an hour and was located 55 miles south of Cozumel, Mexico. Movement is to the north-northeast at 6 miles an hour. Jack Cullen is at the National Weather Service in Mobile.
It's not very organized, hence why they're calling it a subtropical storm. There's going to be a plane in there later on today to hopefully get a better read on how organized it really is, because right now they're just basing it off of ship reports and satellites, so there's really no surface data in that area until we get a plane in there later today.
A subtropical storm has a less defined and cooler center than a tropical storm, and its strongest winds are found further away from its center. But subtropicals can develop into tropical storms, which in turn can strengthen into hurricanes. Cullen advises not to get caught up with the terms tropical and subtropical.
Eventually, once it gets over the Gulf, a little warmer water, a little better conditions, it'll become fully tropical. The impacts to us really either way are going to be the same. High surf, rip currents, which are our number one killer down here, the rip currents, those are going to be on the increase through the rest of the week.
And, of course, very heavy rainfall over the next few days.
Some areas could get over a foot of rain, possibly up to 2 feet in some locations. It all depends on where the storm goes and how strong it gets. With this amount of rain, all areas are subject to flooding, especially along the coast where the higher totals are expected to be. And we do have a flash flood watch already in effect for that area.
Another flash flood watch covering Escambia and Santa Rosa counties will begin at 7 o'clock Saturday night and extend to 7 p.m. on Tuesday.
We are monitoring Alberto at our Emergency Operations Center. Our staff is participating in weather conference calls with the National Weather Service and with the state.
Escambia County spokeswoman Joyce Saboka says they take that information and develop plans to keep the public informed and prepared.
We do have our staff ready to respond through the weekend, and right now it does look like it's going to be a rain and a bit of a flooding event, but that is subject to change. We still are pretty far out when you're talking a storm like this.
Keeping an eye on Alberto, says Saboka, enables the county to coordinate preemptive actions if needed, such as evacuating flood-prone areas. Meanwhile, she says residents need to review their storm plans, especially in the event of an evacuation call.
They can go to myescambia.com/knowyourzone, and they can look up what evacuation zone they are and then see the specific impacts of storm surge for their property, whether it be residential or commercial, and it does do it graphically.
For residents who can use them, the county is offering sandbags and places where they can be filled.
The sandbags are not effective for a storm surge situation, but they can be effective if they're laid properly for a flooding issue. So we do have sand available at 8 locations around the county, and you can go to our website, myescambia.com, to see where those locations are.
You should already have your plan ready. You should have your hurricane kit ready. If you don't, now's the time to get it ready just in case.
The key is preparation, say both Saboka and Jack Cullen at the National Weather Service.
Hopefully the storm stays very weak, but you want to be ready to implement your plans, get the supplies you need, to know what you're going to do in case watches and warnings are issued for your area.
3 gallons of water for each person and pet in your home, and other supplies, the canned food and battery-operated radio so they can stay in tune when the power goes out.
More information can be found at the National Hurricane Center website and at myescambia.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.